Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, this sounds like you're a kid in a candy store. Explain what Test Fest is.
It's exactly like being a kid in a candy store. If you're a car nut, this is the place to be. It is the Automobile Journalists Association of Canada's annual Canadian Car of the Year Test Fest.
Okay.
And the journalists from across the country come here, and all the manufacturers that have substantially new or changed stuff here. Everything from Kia to Porsche to to Lexus to BMW, Mercedes Benz.
Right.
And it's a 3-day affair where we're each assigned a few categories, and then you drive each car in that category back to back on the same day over the same routes.
Okay.
You apples to apples comparisons.
Right.
It's just a blast.
and you vote on, is it the car of the year you're going to be voting on?
We tally our cars. Like, we got a whole list of things: styling and appearance, interior, exterior, driver position, ergonomics, visibility, throttle response, engine smoothness, ride comfort, handling. And then we do a from 1 to 10 all the way down for each of the cars that we have side by side. And then we enter them into our ballots, and they're all tallied up. And they come out with category winners. So, for instance, I was driving small cars over $21,000, as well as SUVs over $60,000, and then luxury cars. And so each category will have a winner, and then we all drive the category winners and vote on them. And then the overall winner is announced, the Canadian Car of the Year is announced next year at the Center of the Universe car show.
Now, is there a clown car category? Because I hear a little horn in the background that sounds like either a sandwich truck or a clown car is back there.
The clown car is what they give me.
But
the only problem is my shoes don't fit on the pedals.
Now, you should have been very excited to drive the new Porsche. It's the Panamera, right?
Oh, yeah. What a gorgeous car. I mean, it's been coming for a couple of years now. It's their sedan. I'm actually surprised how big it is. But the pictures of it, I was really quite nervous about it. I mean, it looked like a Porsche from the front end, the back end. I don't know what it looked like. Somebody was calling it the Buster. I mentioned that a while back.
But, right.
In real life, it is beautiful. And boy, does it drive great. I took it out on the track yesterday, and it is just not only unbelievably comfortable and great to drive, but fast. Thank goodness for all the electronic nannies on it.
That's cool. That sounds great.
Just go. This was the turbo I drove. It's about $170,000. What a wonderful car.
Wow. Wow. Jim Bray, our Live 885 Car Crasher, is on. He reviews automobiles for a living. He's at Test Fest right now down south in Toronto, actually the Niagara region. You put the Volkswagen Golf up against the Mazda 3 Sport. How did that go?
Yeah, there were actually 7 in that category. The two that I thought I would probably enjoy the most were the Golf and the Mazda 3 Sport. And I was right. I did enjoy them most. I've mentioned repeatedly that in this category, the Mazda 3 is the car that I like the best.
Yeah.
And after having driven the two side by side, right one after the other yesterday, and I tallied up my marks, and then I totaled them up, and I gave the Mazda 3 Sport a 127 total, and the Golf actually got 127.5.
Oh, no kidding. No. Wow.
It was very, very close, and I was, I was gobsmacked. I thought the Mazda would win, but it didn't. I enjoyed the Golf more.
Wow. What about the BMW? They have a new diesel. Which one is it?
It's the 3 Series.
It's the 3 Series, okay.
So, it's BMW's bread-and-butter car, and they've had, various permutations of it, anything from the 325 up to the 335, et cetera. This one's the 335D. And, it's basically the same car, except that it has this diesel in there. So the torque is unbelievable. I put this thing around the track, and, it pushes you into your seat like you wouldn't believe. I mean, the 3 Series does that anyway.
Yeah.
But the diesel, of course, it's remarkable. Plus, of course, it also gets terrific gas mileage being a diesel.
Right.
It's kind of like getting the benefits of a hybrid without your right foot feeling lonely.
And I guess it has more torque because it's a diesel, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable torque. I don't remember the exact rating, but I drove the Audi Q7 diesel this morning, and that one, it's a V6 diesel, and it only had like 250 horsepower, which is not bad in that range, but the torque was way over 400, and you could really tell. I mean, you mash that thing to the floor, and once the turbo spools up, you're just about put in the back seat.
Wow.
Which is kind of, you got to make sure you hold on the steering wheel.
Yeah, yeah.
And another nice car you got to try out was the Audi. Which was it, the RS10?
Yes, well, the R8.
R8, okay.
The R8 came out. It was the star. I guess it's about a year old now, and it was the star of the show last year as a V8.
Right.
Now they come out with a V10 version.
Oh, all right.
It's a two-seater. It's designed to go head-to-head with cars like the Porsche 911. Right. And, again, unbelievable power. But I was really disappointed when I got into that. The driving position is not comfortable for me anyway.
Right.
I found that my left foot or my left leg had to be quite bent in order to rest it on the on the footrest, the dead pedal, whereas
right.
my right foot was pretty well extended right ahead to go to the gas and the brake. And that was kind of uncomfortable. It made me feel like I was sitting sideways.
Hmm.
And I have to admit, I mean, as much fun as it was, boy, it really stuck to the road on the racetrack. But I think... If it were my money, I would still get the 911. I love the interior of that car.
Right.
You know, the R8 is faster, probably handles better, but I think the 911 would be easier to live with just because right. the interior is not as busy and, you know, things all over the place. And, better thought out.
Right. It's Catfish here in the Live 88.5 Startup. We're talking with Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, with some auto reviews down from Test Fest in the Niagara region. You said in your notes that Mitsubishi, the Lancer, surprised you.
Yes, it did. This was the Lancer Coupe, and it comes with a CVT, the continuously variable transmission, although it does have paddle shifters so you can make it feel as if it actually shifts. And I had a real blast in this car. It drives really nicely. I didn't like the CVT in automatic mode, but when you drive it in manual mode, it feels like a regular transmission, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
I would say that was probably that was in the same category as the Golf and the Mazda 3, and I would say that would have been a very close third.
No kidding. Well, that's good to know.
And the Nissan Cube, how did that drive?
The Nissan Cube actually drives a lot better than I thought it would. It's kind of like sitting in a, in a phone booth. You know, it's a utility vehicle, lots of room up front, very comfortable, drives nicely. Again, it has a CVT, which is kind of whiny. But the one thing I didn't like about it was that in the back, instead of the rear seats folding down flat to give you a flat floor, which you kind of think you would get in a van-like vehicle, it doesn't. It just moves forward. So it's kind of wasted space there. But yeah, I took it and the Kia Soul, which is kind of a similar vehicle out on the track. And I probably shouldn't have because they're not really track vehicles, but I was actually quite impressed with them. I figured, that the first time you hit a chicane, it's going to flip over on the side or something, and it didn't. Of course, you had to get down quite a bit, hey, what the heck? Let's risk it anyway.
You heard it here. Jim couldn't flip the Kia Soul or the Nissan Cube. Perfect.
Well, I probably could have. Discretion being the better part of that.
There's always a way.
Yeah.
I do want to get invited back.
Beautiful. Well, we appreciate you being able to talk to us from Test Fest. And before we let you go, we always end with a tip. So what's Jim Bray's tip this week?
Well, I would say some wet driving tips, because we've had some rain down here, and part of our route would be along the QEW. And so when it's raining, make sure not only you have your wipers on, of course, I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer, but make sure your headlights are on. And the reason for that is not only so the cars ahead of you can see you, but with daytime running lights mandatory on cars these days, a lot of people drive along with their daytime running lights on, figuring their taillights are on, and they're not. So put on your headlights. That way your taillights will light up, and you'll be less likely to run into from behind.
Beautiful. Thanks, Jim. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, sounds good.